Good morning. We are continuing Klal Yud Beis, Siman Beis. Yechaben b'his atfoi. Person should have in mind as he puts on the tzitzis. Shetivano HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehisate b'tzitzis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to cloak ourselves with the tzitzis. Lizkor kol mitzvosav la'asosam. To remember all of the mitzvahs, to do them. So here is a good place to discuss the concept of mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. Now, we want to point out that every time a person does a mitzvah, it is appropriate that a person should stop and think he's doing it because Hashem commanded us to do the mitzvah. According to the Ramban, there actually is a positive mitzvah in the Torah to do mitzvahs with the intent to fulfill Hashem's command. Every time you do a mitzvah, you should think you're doing it because Hashem commanded us to do this mitzvah. According to the Ramban, this is actually the explanation of the phrase which we say in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, "Ul'ovda b'chol levavchem." According to the Rambam, it's referring to the mitzvah of tefillah. Serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in our heart is talking about davening. But the Ramban disagrees, and it says it's referring to the mitzvah that when we serve Hashem with the mitzvahs, we're oved Him with the mitzvahs, we should do it with our full heart. It should be a full focus, should be aware of what we're doing, and doing it because there's a command of Hashem to do so. So every time we do a mitzvah, we really get two mitzvahs, according to the Ramban. We do the mitzvah, we do the mitzvah of serving Hashem with our focus. Focused avodah. But beyond that, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether mitzvah is tzrichos kavana or not. According to the opinion of the Gemara, mitzvah is tzrichos kavana. That means if a person does a mitzvah without the intent to fulfill Hashem's commands, he would not be yotze the mitzvah. If you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, as long as the person did the mitzvah, the action with awareness that he's doing it, it didn't just happen, but he did it with focus, even though he was not focusing on the command of Hashem, that it's Hashem's command, he would fulfill the mitzvah. So this is the machlokes in the Gemara. And it's a question, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach brings both opinions. It says that we paskin mitzvah tzrichos kavana, which means if a person does a mitzvah and is not thinking that it's Hashem's command, he does an action. For example, let's say parents are benching together with their children. So they're singing the benching with their children. And it's not clear, are they singing because they have the mitzvah to bench themselves or because they're training their children how to bench? So it's not clear why they're doing the mitzvah of benching, why they're doing benching. So they would not be yotze the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. A person who is a chiyuv of a mitzvah deraisa has to have kavanah when he does the mitzvah, otherwise he would not be yotze the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham paskins by mitzvahs derabanan, we hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavanah. That if a person does the action, even though he does not have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, the command, he will still be yotze by mitzvahs derabanan. The Gra says that it remains a question, and therefore, when you deal with the Rabbanan, you can say Suffolk the Rabbanan Lakula. But it's not Vadai that you're Yotze the Mitzvah either, even by the Rabbanan. So that means that a person puts on tzitzis, a person has to have in mind he's doing it for the purpose of the Mitzvah of tzitzis. And according to what we're saying so far, if he didn't, he would not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then Mr. Burr says, if so, it would be the equivalent of wearing a four-cornered garment without putting in tzitzis. However, the Chayotim, later on, when he talks about mitzvah shichos kavana, says, if it's obvious from his action that he's doing it because of Hashem's command, that suffices to allow him to be yotze the mitzvah. So most people don't put these fringes on the edges of their garments. Why do we do it? Because Hashem commanded us to do so. Otherwise, we would not be doing it. So it's obvious that's why we're doing it, because of Hashem's command. That is sufficient for at least to be yotze the baseline kavana which is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah. We put on black boxes on our arms every day. Why are we doing that? Not because it's good for our health. We're doing it because of Hashem's command. So it's obvious. But the example which I gave that we're benching, it's not obvious why you're doing it. You might be doing it because you want to train, sing benching with your children and train them how to bench. Since it's not obvious, there the Shabbat Pasen, you would not be Yotze benching based on this Chayotim, and you must have specific intent to fulfill the mitzvah of benching to make sure that you'll be Yotze the mitzvah of benching under such circumstances. A person who is not saying benching with anybody else, he's just saying it for himself. Again, there will be obvious, why are you saying these words? Most people don't, after they eat a meal, start reading some Hebrew words. Maybe if there's an Israeli, but otherwise they're not. Then again, it's obvious from your actions that you're doing it because of the command, so then you would be Yotze. But if you're doing it with the children, then it's not clear anymore and you would not be Yotze. So that's the basic machlokes of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. And we'll pick up that the Chayotim adds another point over here as well. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Be'ezras Hashem. Have a good day.